Antibiotic resistance, is that evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? Well, one supposed proof of evolution, Ken, is that bacteria seem to be able to develop a resistance to antibiotics. What's your answer?
Actually, the fact that certain bacteria can develop a resistance to antibiotics is the opposite of evolution when you understand it. Look, here's an example. Take the popular antibiotic amoxicillin. Scientists certainly observe that some bacteria appear to develop a resistance to this medicine when they produced an enzyme that breaks down the drug. But in this example, it was known that this resistance to the antibiotic was already in the bacterial population right from the beginning of the experiment. In other words, some bacteria already had the information in their genes to be resistant. The bacteria had inherited information. And this has nothing to do with evolution. But what about those experiments where some bacteria actually developed a resistance to substances over time due to mutations in their genes? Well, those mutations are mistakes in the genes, and they resulted in a loss of information. Again, this is the opposite of evolution, which requires an increase in information if it were to occur. Antibiotic resistance is not evidence of evolution.
Our various websites contain a total of over 6,000 free articles to help you defend your faith. Find some of them on our radio website of AnswersRadio.com.